These are the times that try men's souls, so said Thomas Paine in a newspaper editorial just before Christmas of 1776. You know, he was trying to drum up support for a weak Continental Congress and a faltering Continental Army and a revolutionary cause that was teetering on the brink of disaster. Yes, things looked very dark indeed for the American Revolution heading into 1777. But hey, everything worked out all right in the end, right? Well, I'm sure everything will work out all right in the end, maybe in weeks, months, or maybe longer, and we're definitely going to look back on this coronavirus-induced sell-off as a tense time in our lives. Of course, with all this time embedded in our homes, maybe we'll see a little baby boomlet 9 months from now, and that would be a beautiful thing. Well, it's definitely been a rough and scary ride for the stock market for investors since February, when the market had just made another new high. I don't have to tell you any of this. But then came the coronavirus, and since then, in the space of weeks, the S&P 500 has lost about a third of its value. And if you think your paper losses are high, one news source adds up the losses on Warren Buffett's portfolio to be over $80 billion. Does that make you feel any better? Probably not. But the question we all want to know is the worst perhaps already over? According to a Business Insider article, billionaire investor and co-founder of Oak Tree Capital Management, Howard Marks, who most serious investors know of and admire, including myself, he thinks that may actually be the case. Now, he said this was the time to buy in early March, just before the S&P slid straight down for three more days. And it has done even worse since. But Marx isn't alone in his optimism. You know, Warren Buffett has already done some sizable bargain shopping, acquiring nearly 1 million shares of distressed Delta Airlines. Well, Howard Marx offered several points to support his suggestion that the roughly 20% decline in stock prices overall may present a good buying opportunity. First, there's the simple fact that it's very unlikely that financially sound companies, the kind of companies that one would do well to invest in, have really lost 20% of their intrinsic value just since mid-February. Secondly, Mark suggests that the panic over the virus may well be overblown. He believes that the coronavirus will turn out to be more like the normal flu and less like the Spanish flu epidemic that swept through the world in 1918, killing more than 50 million people worldwide. According to the latest statistics, the virus mortality rate is significantly lower. But in the end, as far as its influence on the stock market, the virus may have simply served as a catalyst for a market that was searching for an excuse to initiate a downside correction. In addition, Howard Marks noted a number of characteristics of the sell-off that appear to indicate that much of the market's reaction to the virus news was driven by fear and panic, rather than being a logical reaction to the situation. One stock market analyst expressed the same idea a bit tongue-in-cheek, mind you, saying that financial markets were reacting as if the victims of the virus were actually coming back as zombies. Well, obviously, that's not the case, so maybe we're getting ahead of ourselves here. At least the market is. Marx pointed out that the massive sell-off was almost totally indiscriminate, as evidenced by the fact that high-quality stocks such as Amazon and Google were just as affected as the rest of the market, despite the fact that they have significant advantages over other businesses affected by the virus. I mean, come on. Amazon's customers don't visit them in person, and they probably get a boost as people do less real-world shopping and more shopping online. Nonetheless, Amazon got slammed pretty much just like anyone else. And gold's reaction has been a surprise as well. You know, gold typically exhibits an inverse correlation with equities and therefore can often be used as a hedge against declining stock prices. But in this instance, gold has stayed pretty much flat to down despite the huge drop in equities. Okay, one final thing about Howard Marks' comments were that he cautioned investors that just because a stock price is lower than it was 3 weeks ago or 2 months ago, that doesn't necessarily mean it's a bargain buy or undervalued. He thinks fair value probably lies somewhere between the stock market's recent low and its highest high prior to the sell-off. When asked if he really thinks this is time to buy, Marx answered, I think in a kind of a clever form, he said that it may not be the time to buy, but that it's probably a time to buy, if you get his meaning. Now, I can't speak for Howard or Warren, of course, but I can say that they are probably much happier to buy today than they were a month ago. Buffett has been sitting on over $160 billion in cash because he couldn't find much to buy at a good price. I'm pretty sure that his cash hoard has been reduced as of late. Another guru I watch is Jeremy Grantham. As a co-founder of GMO, Grantham famously forecast the 1989 bubble in Japan, the tech bubble burst of 2000, and the U.S. housing market bubble of 2007-8. He also showed great courage and stood fast during his 2008 bubble prediction and lost a lot of clients in the process, only to be vindicated after the bubble burst. He's someone to know. He and his head of asset allocation, Ben Inker, remained practical, suggesting that a global recession due to the coronavirus crisis would not be weird, as he put it, and he doesn't expect the event to be profound enough to cause massive problems to shareholders. Once we get beyond the acute throes of trying to deal with the virus, things should pretty much go back to normal. He went on to say that GMO remains excited by equity, with prices being lower. And finally, one more guru. Jeffrey Gundlach, another investor extraordinaire, said he covered all his shorts last week and recommended everyone else do that as well. Of course, most of us don't short the market, but the comment indicates what's on his mind, that the market decline is nearing its end. So, is the coronavirus sell-off in the stock market over? Or are we on the brink of recession or on the verge of something worse? Unfortunately, I don't have a crystal ball, but I would like to offer you as an investor just a little bit of good common sense advice that may help you safely navigate your way through these uncharted and admittedly sometimes dangerous waters. First, do not panic and sell all your stocks when the market is in free fall. No matter how frightened you may feel, as sure as you do, the market will bounce back like it did on Tuesday, March 10th after a big sell-off on the 9th, and you'll have sold your stock at the worst possible price. That's just always the way it seems to go if you let panic drive you out of the market. Second, make sure that the money you have committed to the market is not needed today, but is your way of saving for the future. Even if you're 65, you know, the future could be another couple of decades. And finally, make sure you have enough to cover your expenses first before you put any money in. And this way, you can wait out these turbulent times and wait for the rainbow, which comes after every storm.
After the storm comes the sunshine. The clouds are gone and the world is tamed. Into each life there will be showers, but don't the world look brighter after the rain.